Exclusive, GOP head in Israel, this thing is far from over, Trump can still win. By Deborah Danan on November 9, 2020. The chairman of the Republican Party in Israel, Mark Zell, on Sunday said he is cautiously optimistic about President Donald Trump's chances in turning over a premature victory for Joe Biden. Zell added that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's announcement congratulating Biden, which came hours after other world leaders had issued their felicitations, was with Israel's best interests in mind. "This thing isn't over. We need to be vigilant and be patient," Zell told Breitbart News. According to Zell, the prospects of a Trump win are not bad. And until the courts address what happened in Arizona, North Carolina, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, there is nothing more to discuss. "There is competing evidence of widespread irregularities in all of these states," Zell said, adding that there was a strong possibility of flipping Pennsylvania, which received hundreds of thousands of disputed ballots after Election Day. "What Trump is doing is more than commendable. It's laudable," Zell said of the incumbent's efforts to protest the projected Biden victory. "He's protecting the integrity of the election process," Zell said. "I'm not giving it a spin. In my heart of heart, I believe this. Otherwise, there will be a cloud over these results," he said. He added that if the courts found that indeed, the elections were fair and free of any fraud, Trump would not have a problem leaving the Oval Office. "There's no chance he'll dally around and delay departure," Zell said, adding that the media's efforts to make out otherwise were just part of an intimidation campaign. Zell also asserted that reports that some people in his inner circle, including First Lady Melania Trump and senior advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner, were pressuring him to concede were complete nonsense. "Those reports are part of a sophisticated scheme to marginalize him," Zell said. He added that competing reports are emerging that Kushner will galvanize Trump supporters in contested states to rally, and if that were to happen, it would make history. "It's important for the whole viability of the electoral process," he stated. He slammed media networks for playing their own part in the outcome of the elections. "The networks don't call presidential elections." Zell blasted Fox News, which was taken to task for calling Arizona early, and the New York Post, which ran an article saying the math was nearly impossible for Trump to win re-election. Rupert Murdoch has decided that he's no going to allow his papers to take a different perspective than the mainstream media, Zell said, adding that Fox viewers are abandoning the network in droves. "There's been widespread dissatisfaction with the way Fox has covered the elections," he said, adding that while opinion shows like Hannity were still good, the newscasting has gone off the deep end. "It's okay, we'll just have to stick to Newsmax, ON and of course Breitbart," he added. After a long delay, Netanyahu finally issued a statement early Sunday morning congratulating Biden. He came under fire for not issuing a statement the previous evening, as did many Western leaders, but was also condemned for issuing one at all before the release of the official results. "I can't be critical of it. Bibi has to do what's best for State of Israel," Zell said, using Netanyahu's nickname. "Israel needs to cover its bases and maintain good relations with the U.S.